Did you know the Chiefs were interested?
You know, I met with them at the combine. I talked to a few, but, you know, I didn't know that they were that interested. But I'm excited.
What do you know about Kansas City?
What'd you say?
What do you know about Kansas City and the Chiefs organization?
The Chiefs organization, I know that, you know, they have very great fans. And, you know, Coach Haley, I know his background. And I'm loving, you know, I'm getting brought into a system like this. So those are the things I know so far, and I plan to know plenty more.
You're the third defensive back that the Chiefs took in this draft. They also took a couple of SEC guys, Javier Arenas from Alabama and Eric Berry from Tennessee. What do you think about the Chiefs addressing their defensive backfield, you being the third guy that they're that they have taken?
I just feel that, you know, they're getting guys, SEC caliber guys who can play, you know, who played in the toughest conference in America, you know, and those two great guys who you mentioned earlier who picked before me, I love getting up there to compete with those guys. Can't wait to get up there.
How do you feel you fit in? Do you feel you're going to come in and compete for a starting role? I mean, what's the idea right now? What have you been told by the organization?
I'm just going to do whatever Coach Haley has in store for me to do, whatever he plans for me to do, whether it's special teams, I'm going to compete at any position, you know. Whatever they have as my role, that's what role I'm going to play, and I'm going to keep compete at the highest level.
What do you think is your greatest strength?
My greatest strength is, you know, smart, you know, a smart football player.
What do you think about Dexter McCluster? Give us a scouting report. You're now teammates with him again.
Well, you know, Dexter McCluster, once we came in as freshmen in 06 together, he was my roommate. You know, we were good friends, you know, and our relationship grew throughout our college career. And I know that you're getting a hard-nosed, tough, competitive guy in Dexter McCluster, and I'm glad that I'm going to be on the same team with him again.
Do you plan on talking to him here in a little bit and discussing you guys being teammates again now in the pros?
Yes, sir. You know, after I got picked, he was the first one, one of the first ones who texted me. And, you know, the first thing he said was, you know, it's on. Let's make it happen, you know. And that's what we plan on doing.
What kind of roommate is Dexter? Is he a messy guy? Is he real clean? Who's the messy guy and who's the clean guy?
We both kept the room up. You know, we both, you know, real clean guys. We come from real clean homes. You know, I met his parents. He met my parents, you know, through the time that we spent together and roommates and everything, but he's a real clean guy. He's a funny guy, a guy who likes to sing. You know, we have fun nights.
How did you guys decide to live together beyond just being teammates or friends off the field? How'd y'all decide to share an apartment or a dorm room together?
You know, it was, you know, when we came on our visit together up here at Ole Miss, and, you know, we, you know, developed a relationship, and, you know, we were two guys coming in at the same position, at the receiver position, and, you know, we just had the bond.
How was that transition for you, going from a guy who was recruited as a receiver and then making that transition over to the defensive backfield and being a safety?
It was, coming out of high school, it was a constant debate about, you know, if I was going to play receiver or if I was going to play safety, because I played both ways in high school. But, you know, early on I struggled, you know, for a physical. But, you know, once I got, you know, into it and, you know, learned the defense, got the defensive mentality, you know, I gave it my all and I was able to do some good things.
Did you say that you guys met on your recruiting visit? How did you guys first know each other?
You know how when you're coming out of high school, you know, you look at the recruits that's coming in, and, you know, I seen that he was a receiver coming in, and I was a receiver. And, you know, I kind of looked at him, you know, I said, you know, I looked at his highlights, and once I got there, you know, we had, you know, talked and, you know, had some conversation, and, you know, from there, the relationship grew, Coach.
This might be the most important question about you and Dexter. Who's better at Madden?
When we was in the dorm room, he beat me. That was, we ain't playing so long, you know, he's not a big gamer, but when we was playing on the PS2, he beat me one game.
You think it'll be helpful to you guys to have somebody that you know, a good friend, and being here in the, you know, in the same situation, both of you rookies? Yeah. You think that'll be helpful?
Yeah, that'll be definitely helpful. You know, a guy like Dexter, a guy that, you know, you tell coaches all around the league, you know, this is a guy that I would love to play with. This is a guy that I'd take anywhere with me. You know, having that type of, that caliber of person and player along with me, you know, is going to definitely help the situation.
So you eventually got moved to defensive back. So, I mean, maybe you went against Dexter sometime in practices. You know, what did you learn about how to stop him or at least slow him down? And what did he learn about you?
Going against Dexter, you know, and practice and everything, I knew he's a guy you got to get your hands on. You got to slow him down before he gets started, because he's a guy that gets started and gets moving. So he's a guy, you know, you got to, you know, play a split read, you know, read what route they're giving him, if he's out wide, if he's in the slot. So just little similar things that you had to do with game plan against Dex because he's such a good player.
You talked a lot about Dexter now. What would Dexter say about you as a player?
Dexter, sure, you know, I'm a hard-nosed physical player with, you know, who plays with heart, who plays with tenacity, you know, who loves the game.
Did you guys often go home back to the apartment and talk about football?
Say that again?
Did you guys often go back to the apartment or whatever and just keep talking about football after practices and just kind of talking about what might happen in the games and what might be next?
Yes, sir. You know, my freshman year, those were most of the conversations we had, you know, especially while we were in camp and when we were in season, you know, going up against this opponent. Those were conversations we had, you know, always talking about football, always talking about what we were going to do. Dexter was a guy who always, you know, he used to dream a lot. He used to have dreams and everything before the night before the game and everything, you know, dreaming about what he's going to do the next day. And, you know, we used to share those moments with each other, things like that.
Did he talk in his sleep at all?
No, he didn't talk in his sleep. You probably could catch him singing in his sleep.
So, I mean, he would actually dream about what would happen in the game? Like, not like just talking, but he would really dream about it?
No, he would just dream about, you know, him. You know, like, you know, everybody, you play a couple series. Like, I just play a couple series of football, game in my head. You know, with him, he dream of him making plays, him scoring a touchdown. Those are the type of things he talk about. Whereas to me, you know, I used to just, you know, play a couple series in my head before I went to bed and stuff like that.
And so now it's reality. I mean, you guys are coming up here together again, and you know, how important is that to you guys to, you know, now you get to kind of live another dream?
Yeah, it's definitely important. You know, it's a childhood dream. It's something that, you know, him living in Largo, Florida, me from New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, something that we always dreamed about growing up, not knowing, you know, we'll meet each other, you know, in the future and be able to play in college and on the next level in the NFL together on the same team. So it's a dream come true, and I'm glad, you know, we're able to, you know, fulfill our dreams being a Kansas City Chief.
As a safety, would you consider yourself more of a cover guy? Or are you a hard hitter? You come up and attack? What do you like to do as a safety?
You know, I like to do both as a safety. You know, I like to come up and hit in. I like to, you know, cover and catch, make plays on interceptions, you know, make plays on the ball. So, you know, I got, you know, a little bit of all of it in my arsenal. So I just can't wait to get back out on the field and, you know, give the Chiefs organization what I have.